My name is Alicia.
Piper.
I'm Faith.
Omi.
I'm 17.
I'm 18.
11.
I'm 12.
I liked doing editing.
Probably the interviewing.
Interviewing.
Editing. Yes, I learned how to use Audacity.
And how not to get defamation.
Hi, and welcome to a special episode of the Youth Times on 2JR FM. I'd like to acknowledge the Wiliyakali people of the Balkindji Nation on whose lands we are broadcasting. My name's Max, and today we have a program made during 2JR FM's summer radio training. 2JR's new volunteers will be interviewing each other about their experience at the training and playing us an eclectic mix of tunes. So stick around, this program's a lot of fun. Thanks to everyone involved, and a special thanks to Community Broadcasting Foundation that provided funding for this training. You're on 2JR FM?
In the left corner, we have Faith. And in the right corner, we have Alicia. From 2JR FM Youth Radio Training.
Hey there, Alicia. So on one of our mornings, we warmed up by throwing a couple of balls around, you know, rapid fire linking answers, focusing on our word association skill building. And, you know, following this, we've heard some reports that say that you came fourth in the game. What's your plan for the next time?
That is unfortunately true. I came fourth in a competition with like five people, I think it was. But I know I'm better than that. I lost to some 12-year-olds, and I am disappointed. So I have been training. I own a dictionary for a reason. I will have to study for the next one. I will not lose.
You're going to win the premiership next time.
Yeah. I'm going for the cup.
Going for the cup. Yes. Well, we're glad to hear that. And I guess following this exercise as well, if you could choose one word, I guess, that would sum up this entire, like, this week of programs, what word would you associate it with?
Fun.
Fun. Nice, right.
Exciting, adventurous, I don't know.
Yeah.
You're limiting me to one word, and that's not fun.
Well, is there any, like, memory that comes to mind with that, with those things especially, those words?
No.
Cool. And from this week, what skills do you think you've learned? From the skills you've learned during this week, where will you kind of take them and use them in the future, do you reckon?
That's a good question, because right now 2JR I am doing Have a Crack program. So I feel like I'm using it to help me do live production stuff. But there are opportunities to do a show program and all that stuff. Yeah, that I'm looking at.
Yeah, nice. And I guess, you said you volunteered for Have a Crack. And so with this kind of, this program you've been doing a couple of times, is it prompting more kind of radio things for community radio for you in the future?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah? Would you feel comfortable hosting your own program? Is that what you would move to?
Yeah, that would be actually really fun. I feel like I could attempt that.
Yeah, nice. Nice. Well, thanks to listening to me ramble for that little bit. You've been hearing Faith and Alicia on 107.7 2JR FM. And to carry us out, Alicia's choice of song is Matrix by Victoria Kay, who is a young upcoming Australian artist, only 18 years old. Have a listen.
We have to look away. To hide the pain, to feel the pain, our wounds of broken pride are never to be seen again. In
Hey there, I'm Umi, and next to me in the magical world of community radio is Piper. Hey there, Piper. Thanks for coming along with the interview.
Thank you for having me, Umi. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good.
Okay, so to begin with, out of 1 and 10, 1 being Kapu and 10 being a mountain of gold, how would you rate this program?
Probably like an 8.5.
What makes you say that?
It was really, really good. I didn't really expect to be interested in it at first. I said no to my mum first. Mm-hmm. But then I said, I may as well give it a go. I'm stuck in my room all day anyway. May as well get out.
That's a good choice.
I actually enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Out of the 5 days we've been here, which one would you say was your favourite?
I don't remember what day we did this, but I'm pretty sure my favourite one was the day we did the interviewing, where we all got to sit down in the studio, in the pre-recording studio, and we got to interview each other. That was really fun.
Good choice. Going forward into the future, what type of radio would you like to see or host?
Yes, I would love to host a program in the future. I might be hosting one. I don't know yet. And the program would probably be about history. Broken Hills history. I love World War II history, but not many people enjoy it. Too many people think it's rather depressing than enjoyable to read.
I would actually listen to that. That's a very good choice of yours. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Piper, and we would love to hear you again on 2Dry FM. Coming up next is Sunflower by Harry Styles. Hope you enjoy.
Sunflower. Sunflower, my eyes want you more than a melody. Let me inside, wish I could get to know you. Sunflowers, sometimes keep it sweet in your memory. Seeds in the melody.
Hi everyone, you're on 2Dry FM, I'm Piper. You might have heard of me on Have a Crack last week, but today I'm interviewing Faith, who is also part of the youth program. Hi Faith, how are you going?
I'm going great, how are you?
Good, it's nice to see that you're going great. So let's get into the interview. What do you see yourself doing in the future in radio, if you had one?
Ooh, I'd like to host like a book club program. I don't know, I read quite a bit. And I feel like if I could put that to use somehow, that might be fun. yeah.
Yeah, that's great. There's a lot of kids out there in Broken Hill who don't have the chance to hear other people's perspectives on books. So yeah. That's really great. The second question, why community radio?
Oh, I don't know. I feel like I didn't know too much about radio to start with. And so coming in here and actually like learning about the differences between radio, because to be honest, I kind of thought they were all the same. But hearing like learning about the differences and learning about the different effects they have on, I guess, the listeners and the people around them. Yeah, it makes me appreciate community radio a whole lot more, really understanding how it came around and how it helps us, especially living in Broken Hill, so small.
Yeah, I see why community radio can do that to a person. How did you come across radio in general?
Ooh, it'd probably be, I guess, through, like most of us, kind of through my parents, yeah. I've been on the radio a couple times in the past for interviews with different youth groups I've been a part of, but I don't know, never anything, I guess, as fun as this, not like getting to choose your own songs and script your own interviews and all of that. So, yeah, I don't know, just heard about it through, you know, local stuff, yeah.
Yeah, it's great that you got it from your parents and the local community because most of the people here got it from Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though that is a local community, it's still online.
Yeah.
Where is your favourite place to listen to the radio?
Ooh, I can't drive. I can't drive yet, but whenever I'm in the car with anyone else, like especially my friends, I do listen to the radio quite a bit because we often we jab at each other about our music tastes. So the diplomatic solution is to put on the radio. So, but yeah, apart from that, whenever I go see family, like we normally have big family events, and so going there, there'll always be a radio on playing something. So it's that nice, you know, connection to family. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Now, this last question is completely off topic. It has nothing to do with radio, but if you were reincarnated, what animal do you think you would be given and why?
That's very interesting. I don't know. A part of me would like to be like, oh, I'd love to be a bird. But knowing me, I'd probably be a worm or something. I don't know. Something like, you know, kind of useless, a little bit sad, you know, just existing. Yeah, I'd probably be like a worm. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Faith. This is 2Dry FM, and the next song we have is Valerie by Amy Winehouse.
Hi, it's Rolling.
I'm sorry, Charlie Murphy. I was having too much fun.
Well, sometimes
on 2Dry FM, and I'm Alaysia. During the youth radio program, I have become acquainted with the lovely Umi. She loves to travel, and today I'm going to interview her. So, hi, Umi, how are you?
Hi, good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Let's start. What do you do in your free time?
I do not have any routine in my free time, so I do read a lot of books. I have quite a few siblings. So, yeah, I just chill out in my free time, watch TV usually.
Yeah, that's lovely. Do you have a favourite podcast or radio show?
Not really. I don't really listen to podcasts. Probably ABC News, usually.
Nice. So you've done a lot of training right now, but in your opinion, what do you think makes a good radio show?
Everybody communicating with each other. Most likely you have to have fun and communicate, socialize with your partners and stuff. Yeah.
Nice. Is there a future program you can see yourself hosting in the future?
Not quite yet. Probably I do like announcing the news at home. So news or like the weather. So yeah.
Nice. You've mentioned during the workshop that you've travelled around Australia. What's your favourite Australian destination?
Most probably Mount Buller, where it snows. It was pretty chill, but very nice.
Nice.
To visit.
So the song you've picked is September by Earth, Wind and Fire. Do you like that song?
Yeah.
Cool. You're on Too Dry.
Hey there, you're listening to the Youth Times on 2Dry FM, and coming up is Spice Up Your Life by the Spice Girls.
We'll be right back.
You're on 2Dry FM. Next up, we have My Russian Math Teacher by The Swells.
You're listening to the Youth Times on 2Dry FM, and this is the Wiggles cover of Elephant.
Just disappeared. Oh look, see, there he is.
salad, yummy, yummy. Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Fruit salad, yummy, yummy.
Listening to the Youth Times. This was a special show we made at the end of our training. Regrettably, a few of our other buds weren't able to join us. However, we do have a special longer distance song announcement from Hudson. We're going to leave you here and hope you enjoyed the program. Take it away, Hudson.
Good afternoon. My name is Hudson and I'm doing the youth program here at 2Dry FM this week. This next song is number one on the AMRAP music charts. The Hot Potato Band takes climate change and shaking your booty very seriously. Mashing these themes together, this uplifting, quirky and danceable song is a dedication to the earth and all its humans. This is All Night by the Hot Potato Band, and I hope it gets your bottom swinging. You're listening to 2Dry FM.
Tell you one thing from the top. This earth is the only one we got. Let the rhythm take you over. Feel the passion, shake your speakers. Get up on the dance floor. Yeah!
right now, let me show you something. When the horns come in, you're gonna shake it. When the horns come in, you're gonna shake it. When the horns come in, you're gonna shake it. I said the horns come in, you're gonna shake it. I said the horns come in, you're gonna shake it. Oh, when the horns come.